I was the victim of a senseless and unprovoked attack recently, and this is the voice of my assailant. His full identity has yet to be determined, so for now, I'll just refer to him as Tom. Tom is a turkey. He looks exactly like a Thanksgiving decoration, large with shiny, multicolored feathers, and a red head with one of those fleshy bits hanging off the top of his beak, which I've since learned is called a snood. He was in the middle of the road in Newton, and each time I started to pull away, he'd rush my car. Then he really went for it, jumping at the car as he opened up his wings and smacked my side mirror. Whoa!
Jesus.
That beep was from the driver behind me, who had apparently lost patience with all this, so I drove off, and in the rearview mirror I could see the turkey going after that guy. And I've learned this isn't all that unusual. A few years back, one kept going after people in Mount Auburn Cemetery, where Bree Hervey works.
Unfortunately, the end of the story was that after the turkey continued to display overly aggressive behavior and actually started becoming very aggressive towards our staff, we did have a staff injury. The state environmental police came and euthanized the turkey at the cemetery.
Some people were really unhappy about that. Hervey says they hadn't been attacked. Another turkey on Cape Cod kept harassing a mailman on his route.
They do that more often at this time of year just because, I guess, like, we blame it on hormones.
That's Marion Larson of the State Division of Fisheries and Wildlife.
We are at the beginning of the breeding season, and male turkeys are getting much more aggressive towards each other and anything else they perceive as a threat.
And apparently my Toyota Corolla was a threat.
They do decide, well, I need to establish you in the pecking order. And so they may go after people to try to establish dominance.
So I was lower on the pecking order than a turkey, which dominated me.
Well, it was trying. I mean, you got away.
Turkeys almost disappeared from New England, which was clear cut for farming in the 1800s. But they were reintroduced in the last century and have thrived in recent years, even in more urban areas. I saw one last week in the middle of Harvard Square. Larson says when there's a problem, it's usually because a turkey's gotten too comfortable with people. Sometimes folks make the mistake of feeding them.
We want turkeys to stay wild and wary of people. So we advise people that every few times you've got turkeys coming through your yard, go out and scare them.
Turkeys in Wellesley have learned to steer clear of Sue Webb. She's an animal control officer there and says nuisance calls spike in the spring.
And I've gone up there and chased the turkey around and around their yard until the turkey finally gives up and leaves.
Now they recognize her truck when it pulls up.
We had one police officer who called. His cruiser was surrounded by turkeys a number of years ago. And he said, the moment that my truck made the corner, poof, they all vanished.
Tia Pinney is a naturalist at Mass Audubon's Drumlin Farm Wildlife Sanctuary in Lincoln. It's home to a group of turkeys, which I've since learned can be called either a gang or a rafter of turkeys. Pinney says their rafter doesn't usually go after people, but they do sometimes freak out when they see their reflection.
He wasn't going after you. He was going after the phantom turkey that was in your car. We had a turkey here in town years ago that would go after his own reflection in the old chrome bumpers.
That's the thing about turkeys. They're big contradictions with feathers. Smart enough to recognize an animal control officer's truck, but dumb enough to peck at their own reflection. They can be kind of regal, but also pretty goofy. And if they get to like you, it's more likely they'll attack you. So if you see some turkeys this spring, keep your distance, enjoy their beauty, and whatever you do, don't stop your car. Craig LaMalt, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.